So he delivered her. And the priest received her, the child so dear to him, in joy. Then, hastening to give the goddess hecatomb, they led bullocks to crowd around the compact altar, rinsed their hands and delved in barley baskets, as open-armed to heaven, Chryses prayed. O hear me, master of the silver bow, protector of Tenedos and the holy towns. If while I prayed you listened once before and honored me and punished the Achaeans, now let my wish come true again. But turn your plague away this time from the Danaans. And this petition, too, Apollo heard. When prayers were said and grains of barley strewn, they held the bullocks for the knife and flayed them, cutting out joints and wrapping these in fat, two layers, folded, with raw strips of flesh, for the old man to burn on cloven faggots, wetting it all with wine. Around him stood young men with five-tined forks in hand, and when the vitals had been tasted, joints consumed, they sliced the chines and quarters for the spits, roasted them evenly, and drew them off. Their meal being now prepared and all work done, they feasted to their heart's content, and made desire for meat and drink recede again. Then young men filled their wine bowls to the brim, ladling drops for the god in every cup. Propitiatory songs rose clear and strong until day's end to praise the god Apollo, as one who keeps the plague afar. And, listening, the god took joy. After the sun went down and darkness came, at last Odysseus's men lay down to rest under the stern hawsers. When dawn spread out her fingertips of rose, they put to sea for the main camp of Achaeans, and the archer god sent them a following wind. Stepping the mast, they shook their canvas out, and wind caught, bellying the sail. A foaming dark blue wave sang backward from the bow as the running ship made way against the sea, until they came offshore of the encampment. Here they put in and hauled the black ship high, far up the sand, braced her with shoring timbers, and then disbanded, each to his own hut. Meanwhile, unstirring and with smouldering heart, the godlike athlete, son of Peleus, Prince Achilles, waited by his racing ships. He would not enter the assembly of emulous men, nor ever go to war, but felt his valor staling in his breast with idleness, and missed the cries of battle.